Transcendental Song. The great sage Vyasadev, after compiling the Srimad Bhagavatam and revising it, taught it to his own son, Sri Sukadev Goswami, who was already engaged in self-realization. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentation on the Brahma Sutras compiled by the same author. Thus, Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra is meant for those who are already engaged in self-realization. Srimad Bhagavatam is so made that one becomes at once engaged in the path of self-realization simply by hearing the topics. Although it is specially meant for the Paramahansas or those who are totally engaged in self-realization, it works into the depth of the hearts of those who may be worldly men. Worldly men are all engaged in sense gratification. But even such men will find in this Vedic literature a remedial measure for their material diseases. Sukadev Goswami was a liberated soul from the very beginning of his birth, and his father taught him Srimad Bhagavatam. Amongst mundane scholars, there is some diversity of opinion as to the date of compilation of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is, however, certain from the text of the Bhagavatam that it was compiled before the disappearance of King Parikrita and after the departure of Lord Krishna. When Maharaj Parikrit was ruling the world as the king of Bharatavarsha, he chastised the personality of Kali. According to revealed scriptures and astrological calculation, the age of Kali is in its 5,000 years. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled not less than 5,000 years ago. Mahabharata was compiled before Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Puranas were compiled before Mahabharata. There is an estimation of the date of compilation of the different Vedic literature. The synopsis of Srimad Bhagavatam was given before the detailed description and before the detailed description under the instruction of Narada. Srimad Bhagavatam is the science for following the path of Nivritti Marga. The path of Pravritti Marga was condemned by Narada. That path is the natural inclination for all conditioned souls. The theme of Srimad Bhagavatam is the cure of the materialist disease of the human being, or stopping completely the pangs of material existence. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is called Paramahansa Sanghita. Paramahansa Sanghita means the literature, the Vedic literature, which is to be realized by the Paramahansas. But here Prabhupada Maharaj is saying, still the worldly persons, worldly men, if they will listen Bhagavatam, then their material disease will go. What is the material disease? The material disease is our desire for sense gratification. That is the material disease. And due to that material disease, due to that sense gratification, we are always fighting among ourselves. we are developing envy. So many quarreling is going on. But if one will follow Bhagavata Dharma, so there will be no fighting, no quarreling. The name of Dharma in this world, still so much fighting is going on, so much quarreling is going on, so much misunderstanding is going on. So therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto, King Chitraketu is offering prayer to Lord Sankarsana. Vishama matir na jatra nunang tom aham iti mama ta veti cha jat anyatra. Vishama dhiya rachito jah sahi avishadha kheishnur adharma bahula. So except Bhagavad Dharma, any other type of religion, you will find there that I-ness and my-ness is there. And due to this I-ness and my-ness, the quarreling is going on. Fighting is going on. Sakama karma, all are engaged in fruitive activities. So, in other dharma, the result of sakama karma is there. But Bhagavata dharma is not like that. The Bhagavata scripture is not like that. Those who will follow Bhagavatam, so their consciousness is different consciousness. They are following Bhagavatam in order to get love of Krishna, prema. So Bhagavata is giving us prema sambad, the message of love for Krishna. That we are getting from Bhagavatam. There is no question of other dharma. Only one dharma. That one dharma is, one has to go and serve Bhagavan Krishna. That is the only dharma. And that message is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the pure dharma. Vishuddha dharma. Bhagavata dharma is Vishuddha dharma, is pure dharma. So there is nothing contradiction in Bhagavatam. There is no question of your dharma, my dharma, his dharma. Bhagavata dharma is one, that dharma is how to go and serve unto the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna. So how one can serve unto the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna unless he will surrender to Bhagavan Krishna? Bhagavan Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityajya mayam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva pape mukhyasyam ma asuc. Give up all your dharma. Just surrender unto me. That message is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, how one should surrender unto the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna. Because Bhagavan Krishna is the absolute truth without second, Adyaya Satya. Adyaya. There is no second one. He is the only one to be served. So therefore, everyone can surrender to Bhagavan Krishna. This is the right conception. This is the pure conception. And this conception is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is also said, dharma tu sakyat bhagavat pranitam. This Bhagavatam was not compiled by any ordinary human being. Bhagavatam is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, who is the empowered incarnation of Bhagavan Krishna. In his octavus avatar, he compiled so many Puranas, Mahabharatas, and Veda Vedantas. Then finally he compiled this Bhagavatam. So anyone will follow any instructions, he should follow which is given to him later part. Bhagavati's instruction was given at last. Somebody is going to buy molasses and one will say, no, don't buy molasses, buy sugar. He will not buy molasses, he will buy sugar. Because later to be accepted, former to be rejected. So all other Puranas, Mahabharatas, all other things is not necessary if we are following Bhagavatam. That was the instruction given by Lord Bhagavan Krishna in his Vyasa incarnation. And one has to accept Bhagavata directly by listening from the bona fide source. Jao Bhagavata pada vaishnavir sthane. Ekanta asraya kara chaitanya charane. Go and recite Bhagavata, go and listen Bhagavata from Vaishnava, from a bona fide sadhu guru, Vaishnava. So, if someone has desire to be Krishna conscious one, so he must surrender to the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna. In India, there are so many types of dharma. Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Christian dharma, so many dharmas are there. And what is happening? Nowadays, in the name of dharma, they are fighting only. So there is no question of fighting in dharma. Dharma means there should not be any enmity. Why one will do violence? Dharma means one has to just go and serve Bhagavan Krishna. Why he will go for violence? Why he is doing violence? Because in that dharma, I-ness, minus is there. My dharma. My dharma is to do like this, this, this. And another one will say, my dharma is to do like this. But Bhagavad dharma is saying, just come and surrender unto the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna and serve him with love. This message is given in Bhagavatam. Isa vasam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. He is the Supreme Lord. This Bhagavad Dharma is not mere concoction or speculation. So in Bhagavad Dharma we will see how everything belongs to Krishna. How everything belongs to Bhagavan. Bhagavan is all pervaded. We can find Bhagavan everywhere. Bhagavan, he is the supreme truth. Many they say, Bhagavan satya jagat mithya. Brahma satya jagat mithya. But that is not correct. This jagat, this material world, is not mithya, is not based on falsehood. Rather, we can say, whatever in this material world is meant for Bhagavan seva. We can engage ourselves, we can engage everyone in Bhagavan seva. So this microphone, Prabhupada said, this microphone also Brahman. It's also Bhagavan. Because it can be engaged in Bhagavan seva. So whatever we'll see here in this material world, we can engage that in Bhagavan Seva, then it will become Sarvam Khalidya Brahma. Then it will become also Brahman. So nothing false is here. Everything is truth. Everything belongs to Bhagavan Krishna. So those who will follow this Bhagavad Dharma, those who will follow Bhagavatam, they will not become envious to anyone. They will not develop any enmity towards anyone. The pure bhakta, Suddha Bhakta, they are called Bhakta Bhagavata. The pure bhaktas are called Bhakta Bhagavata. So this Bhakta Bhagavata, what they do? They go and they speak from Bhagavatam. Therefore they are called Bhakta Bhagavata. And they are inviting everyone to accept this Krishna consciousness. Come and join in Krishna consciousness. That is their only desire. Nothing else is there. Their desire is to come and join in Krishna consciousness, serve Krishna. This is Bhakta Bhagavat's desire. So therefore, Bhakta Bhagavata is also well-wishing friends of everyone. Like Bhagavan Krishna is also friend, well-wishing friends of everyone. So similarly, Bhakta Bhagavatas are also well-wishing friends of everyone. Surdam Sarabhutanam. In Bhagavad Gita, we'll find Bhagavan Krishna saying, Suhudam Sarabhutanam. I am well-wishing friend of everyone. So similarly, Bhakta Bhagavata also, well-wishing friend of everyone. So Bhakta Bhagavata, who is speaking Bhagavata, he will not be envious towards anyone. He will not do violence to anyone. Because he knows the dharma he is observing, that is topmost dharma, that is Bhagavad dharma. So Bhakta Bhagavata is observing Bhagavad dharma. That means he is always engaged in Bhagavan Seva. So why he will develop enviousness? Those who are running for dharma, artha, kama, moksha, four purusartha, they may become envious. But those who are running for fifth purusartha, prema, they will not become envious. Because their only subject, only goal is how to get the love of Krishna. That is their only goal, only subject. If we will analyze, then we will see that in other dharma, there's other types of worships are there. They are not worshipping the Supreme Lord Krishna. They are worshipping so many other demigods. So therefore, their dharma is not pure dharma. Therefore, they are developing enmity, they are developing quarreling, fighting, all these things. Our conception is two types. One is nitya, another one is anitya. Nitya means eternal, anitya means not eternal. Nitya dharana, anitya dharana. From this nitya dharana, the eternal conception, nitya dharma is coming. Anitya dharana, anitya dharma is coming. But those who are following nitya dharma, those who are having nitya dharana, eternal conception, eternal dharma, those who are following, they know dharma mulahi bhava. The root of dharma is Bhagavan Krishna. They know this thing. So therefore, whatever they will speak, it must please Bhagavan Krishna. They will not do anything which will not please Bhagavan Krishna. They will not speak anything which will not please Bhagavan Krishna. Whatever they will speak, whatever they will do, it must please Bhagavan Krishna. Otherwise, they will not speak. So why there will be contradiction, why there will be misunderstanding, fighting, quarreling? Because they will speak about Bhagavan Krishna only. So those who are speaking from Bhagavatam, they are always trying to glorify Bhagavan Krishna. Trying to please Bhagavan Krishna. But other dharma, they are doing violence to themselves, doing violence to others also. Giving pain to themselves, giving pain to others. They are killing the animals in the name of sacrifice. Yajna. They are giving different interpretation to Vedic literatures. They are saying that in the Veda, it is said to do animal sacrifice in the name of yajna. Yes, it is mentioned in Veda, yajna pasu vadha. But how many are understanding what is the meaning of that? Many are not understanding what is the meaning of that yajna pasubadha. You are going and buying the meat or place from the slaughterhouse or butcher house. Rather you sacrifice animal before the goddess and can take the place. By that, your tendency to eat meat will be reduced. Because it will not so much, always possible to do sacrifice and eat the meat. In order to reduce our this habit, the yajna is prescribed in Veda. Animal sacrifice. So this is one type of concession for the demoniac persons. The demoniac persons who cannot remain without meat, this concession is given to them only. But Bhagavatam is not recommending this. Bhagavatam is not saying that one should kill an animal and eat the flesh. Because Bhagavata is saying about Prabhuti Dharma, not Nibruti Dharma. Here Prabhupada Maharaj saying this thing. Srimad Bhagavata is the science for following the path of Nibruti Marga. One should get detached from material inclinations. Material attachment. This is called Nibruti Marga. And Bhagavati is saying how one can become very much detached from this material inclinations. So therefore, one has to go and listen Bhagavata. We know that it is mentioned in Bhagavatam. Nashta prayasu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavati uttama solke bhaktir bhavati naishtik. Nitya bhagavat seva. One should go and listen Bhagavatam. If one will go and listen Bhagavatam from the bona fide source, then he cannot go for any type of violence. Hingsa. Violence means hingsa. This hingsa violence is coming from rajagun and tamagun, the mode of passion and mode of ignorance. But those will remain in sattvagun, mode of goodness, and listen Bhagavatam, they cannot do violence to others. So therefore, nitya dharma will become perverted if one will be attracted towards maya. Our eternal dharma is to serve Bhagavan Krishna. This is our eternal dharma. Jiver Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. That is our Swarup. That is a constitutional position of Jiva. Eternal servitor of Bhagavan Krishna. And that will be perverted when one will come in contact with Maya. By Maya's influence, one's eternal dharma will be perverted. Vikruta. But the jiva, eternally Bhagavan Krishna's dasa, because jiva is a part and parcel of Bhagavan Krishna. Mamivangsa jiva loko jiva bhuta sanatana. So, if the jiva will be full conscious one, then he can make others also conscious one. Like a small spark, particles of fire can burn whole world. Similarly, if someone is conscious one, he can make others also conscious one. If someone is listening Bhagavatam, then he can become conscious one. Very easily one can become Krishna conscious by listening Bhagavatam. Krishna Dasya, servitorship. One will know what is his swarup is. His swarup is Krishna Dasya. That Krishna Dasya, that realization will come when one will listen Bhagavatam. So he can remain in his swarup by listening Srimad Bhagavatam. Jiva is not material one. Jiva is conscious being. And Jiva's Nitya Dharma is love. Love is Jiva's Nitya Dharma, eternal Dharma. And that love, if he will extend towards Bhagavan Krishna's lotus feet, then Jiva will remain as Nitya Dasa, Krishna's Nitya Dasa. And this is the pure condition of Jiva. Otherwise, jiva is in bondage. Jiva is influenced by maya. So, as long the jiva will remain pure, then jiva can understand that he has to develop love for Bhagavan Krishna. So in order to remain pure, he has to go and listen pure katha. Bhagavat katha, Krishna katha. If one listen pure Krishna katha, pure Bhagavat katha, then he can remain as pure, Shuddha, Chinmaya. But if jiva will not listen Bhagavat katha, Bhagavat Katha, Bhagavat Katha, Bhagavan Katha, Krishna Katha, then Jiva will be influenced by Maya. So when Jiva will be influenced by Maya, so he will get the bondage. And he will come to this material world time and again and suffer here. He will forget Bhagavan Krishna. When one will go for sense gratification. And sense gratification is papa, sinful activities by which he will suffer life after life. That suffering is, he will come to this material world and he will suffer here. Thank you very much for your time. Jaya Srimad Prabhu, Sri Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki. Jaya Srila Gurudev ki jaya. Sri Radha Gokulananda ji ki jaya. Sri Ram Lakshmana Sri Hanuman ji ki jaya. Samvet Gaurabhakta Vrinda ki jaya. Nityai Gaur Prabhupada.